What's up, y'all? Let's get straight into it.
2023 is going to be my hot mom era.
I just want to be like soft and spoiled and bent over on a balcony.
What's dating like as a single mom, okay? Terrible.
Side note, all these guys want to say, oh, we don't date single moms.
We don't.
Y'all know that single moms are...
The benefit of dating a single mother.
All I got to say is... Now you're a single mom. Now you're a single mom. I had to add that sound for y'all.
...is non-existent.
I'm a little concerned because I don't have kids. And who is going to be looking out for me when I'm older?
The job of being a mother... It feels a lot for one person because it was never meant to be for one person.
Men not understanding what it means to be.
The only thing men need to understand is to build their own family.
Facts.
2023 is going to be my hot mom era. It's going to be. I'm going to make it be, okay? I want to be a hot girl. I want to be snatched. I want to be whatever Gen Z is calling hot nowadays. See, I'm in my 30s. I'm a mom of three. My kids are all, I have three kids, four and under. And I have been pregnant or postpartum every year for the last 5.5 years. I have my arms, my legs, my butt, my boobs. Nothing has been the same size consistently over that 5.5 year period.
Side note. Now you're a single mom. Now you're a single mom. All these guys want to say, oh, we don't date single moms.
We don't.
Y'all know that single moms are single moms, which means they stayed and they are being a parent to who they made. Where's the dad? Huh?
Stupid.
Sorry you don't like us. We're just picking up your...
What are you talking about? This does not matter. You can say it loud. You can say it. Say everybody in the back hears it. You can open your eyes up real wide staring into that ring light. It does not matter. We do not care.
He says, sorry.
Stop being a victim and telling one side of a story.
For real, bro.
She deaf, low value. Just tripping over titles. Plus, most single moms will not let the dad see the kid because he won't jump through infinite hoops. They aren't our pieces. They are your pieces. If he didn't stick around, that's on you. Choose better men to spread your legs for. Is she really that fucking crazy? Or is it an act for views? Demon possessed. And I'm not even a Christian. What about the single dads that stayed? She forgot to mention that part. Women have always said that they can tell the difference.
Bro, and look how thick just this is. Like that eyeliner is so thick. Thicker than a bowl of cold peanut butter.
Between the good guys and bad guys. But somehow they always end up pregnant with the bad guys, baby. Better adjust your glasses next time.
You know, I work hard. I work hard for this motherfucking money. You know, this is a lot. This is a lot of service. You know, and just sometimes...
These Big Mac Betty's need to stop. Laying on the bed, face full of makeup, big backed as hell. Let's come on. What do you got to say, honey?
I want to be in my best soft girl life. You know, but so far it's more so been like, I'm with the gang, I'm with the mob, but what you thinking? Like, in the trenches, you know?
You're going to stay in the trenches.
The fuck? It's been ghetto. I just want to be like soft and spoiled and bent over on a balcony with the ocean view by somebody's not dusty, dusty son. And hey, if you want to pay a bill or two, that's lit. I'm just saying, look, I'm an independent woman, but I take gifts.
They all
stop. You better shut your big backed ass up. Stop it. Ain't nobody trying to give you a gift, honey.
Your dream.
It's so rough being a single mom. Especially when you co-parent with the person that hurt you and they don't see no wrong in their doings and everything is just always your fault.
How about new?
And right now I'm just at the point where everything just keeps piling up and piling up and I'm just mentally, emotionally, I'm exhausted. I just want to sleep all day. I just want to be happy. But it's so hard doing that right now.
Why did you spread your legs for a man that you weren't going to marry? Why did you decide to let the Chad hit and quit and you had his kid? You could have made a decision between now and then where you said, you know what, I'm not going to have this kid. I'm not going to go through with this. so you don't have to face this reality right here. Crying on you know, with the little kid paws on the windows. Like, come on, honey. You had so many chances. You could have avoided this situation easily.
Your mom is so freaking hard. They make your life so hard.
No, you made your life so hard. Your decisions made your life hard. Not anybody else. You chose to open your legs for him. You chose to let him hit it raw. You chose to have this child. Life is a mirror, not a window, ladies. Look in the mirror and say, why am I where I'm at today? It's because of the choices that you made.
She offered rocks to a bum, and now she's upset at her own decision. She made her bed, now she lie in it. Didn't practice safe sex and didn't marry the man that she procreate with. Don't feel sorry.
I don't.
Being a single parent in general is hard, but you'll figure it out. You will be okay. And it does get easier as they're older. It can't rain every day. Oof. You let him hit it raw. You didn't have second thoughts. Now you a single mom. You let him hit it raw. You didn't have second thoughts. Oh no.
I love it.
It is so rough taking accountability for my...
I had to go and make that as a sound. I'm like, we're going to be using this. But yeah, accountability is a plague for these women. It's like, you knew what you was doing. You were grown when you had this kid. You knew the decisions you made. You could have not let him hit it raw. Like, come on now. But you did.
You
let him hit
it raw. You didn't have second thoughts. Now you're a single mom. Now you're a single mom.
Fact.
This comment right here. I really don't think that he's speaking for all men.
He is.
I know that there will be somebody that steps up one day. To be some sort of father figure for my child?
Absolutely not.
Also very, like, I'm very surprised that you felt comfortable actually typing this out and commenting on someone's
We've seen
video.
This one before, right?
Like, it's just the wildest thing.
Let's keep it pushed.
You're just jumping into your own demise.
Men really get on this app and lie, talking about men don't date single mothers when there are stepfathers created every day. I have a stepfather. My dad started dating my stepmom when she had two kids, and the youngest was 4 months. They've been married for 15 years. My other cousin also started dating a woman who also had a child, and they had...
This is called anecdotal, where you take the limited amount of life experience that you have, and then you exacerbate that and say, oh, this is what's happening around the world. No, it's not. Just because your stepdaddy and your daddy became a stepdaddy and your cousin became a stepdaddy doesn't mean most men want to be stepfathers. Like, this is just stupid.
Two more children, and they've been married for about 20-plus years. Stepfathers I create every day. B.
She's talking about a time when dating wasn't as crazy as it is today.
True.
She's talking about a time when men's eyes wasn't as open as it is today.
Mm-hmm.
She's talking about a time when men wasn't being taken advantage of as much as we are today.
Thanks.
Sorry to tell you, but those times are over.
Are over.
Those same men saying these things aren't like your stepfather. They've
Thanks.
Woken up. They can see that there is no benefits in dating a single mother.
Okay, I'm done being hyper-independent. Somebody come take care of me because I'm tired.
Oh, it got hard?
How about you?
Somebody please duet this with instructions because I have this ratchet strap, right? And I did it the way that I know, but then it got stuck and I couldn't get it to release and I had to use pliers to release it, so I figured that can't be right. And then I went on YouTube and it's all
Stupid.
A bunch of guys that are like, and that's how you do it. And nobody is explaining. I need to know the process.
You're stupid.
Which goes in where? Because I thought I knew and it worked, but now I can't. Can somebody please explain it to me?
So dumb.
The funny thing about this is the fact
Honey,
that a man
on. You gotta be smarter than that.
All costs. The I'm always right, you're always wrong mom. Any woman who thinks she's always right and never wrong, especially a single mom, is going to make your life a living H-E double hockey sticks. Silent but deadly, also known as passive aggressive. Anything unusual but aimed to hurt you. That's a major red flag.
Mm-hmm.
Drama mama. If she likes to start fights via text, she is a drama mama. Red flag. But any mom, any single mom who makes her current partner pay for the sins of her choices in men in the past is a red flag.
Well, I agree.
But yes, as Kevin Samuels would say, R.I.P. the Godfather, he would say, when you make the men of your present pay for the mistakes and trauma of the men of your past, there will be absolutely no future. I'm sorry, ladies, but that's how it goes. And we men have been awakened.
Unfortunately, this emotional breakdown is what awaits many modern women.
I agree.
Anybody dating a single mother, the shit is not for the weak. She already thinks she got a parent too, because she got to parent her kids. She deal with insomnia, stay being in her thoughts, waking you up to text messages at 5 a.m. because she fucked up, in constant need of reassurance.
You want to know something? I'm tired. I'm just tired of doing shit by myself.
Wow.
Like, I'm sick and tired. Like,
really?
I wish somebody would just say, you know what, Jackie? Today, don't worry about it.
It's not coming.
I got this today.
Nope.
I got this today.
Keep waiting.
And I got this today.
Keep waiting.
I'm tired of doing everything by myself.
It's not happening.
I'm sick and tired. God, I see what you've done to other people. Please.
You ain't
please,
her.
Please, 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 please.
Nope.
I'm patiently waiting, but a girl can only wait for so long.
Keep waiting, baby.
I've never once heard a man complain about how he's tired of being an adult to the internet.
For real.
Independent woman means you do not...
Any guy that got on the internet and complained about being a grown man would get straight ate up in the comments. Oh, you're doing the bare minimum? Come on, King. You got to do better than that. Like, these women are like, they're finding out that being a strong, independent woman and being a feminist is expensive, and ain't nobody trying to do all that.
The line, there's going to be an expectation if you're in a relationship with a single mother. The single mother is going to expect the guy to provide, not just for you, but for the kid. And so that adds, like, sort of a double duty to provide for a child that's not yours. The issue with that, though, is there's all the responsibility, but none of the corresponding authority. Mm-hmm. So she might expect you to provide, but she might not allow you as the guy to have any authority over the child.
Facts.
To me, if you're going to be responsible providing for a child and you're going to step in as a stepfather, you aren't given authority over the kid. Like, most single moms are not going to like allow you to discipline their kid, but they will expect you to provide for their kid.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all the responsibility with none of the authority. And actually, there are some single mothers who have an expectation that the guy start providing instantly. For example, you hear these stories of women wanting men to pay for the babysitter, like, on the first date.
That's crazy to me,
yep.
Bro.
Ex wanted me to help raising her kids, but took away all authority from me and in my own house.
Mm.
Glad we split. Sadly, there will always be beta male simps for these single
True.
Moms. So they will never learn the hard lesson until they are well into their late 30s. You will be about sixth on her priority list after her friends and dog. Meanwhile, you're trying to move mountains for her and her kids. It's simple. Don't date single moms. I mean, why, when there's women with no kids and no baby daddies out there? You're welcome. That is very true. Why waste years of your life raising someone else's army when you can build your empire? You have heard it multiple times, but you will never be a priority in her life.
Ever.
So many men have suffered from being with a single mother. They expect you to come into the relationship 100% ready to handle everything, just to give nothing back in return.
Yep.
Most men leave.
Yeah, you'll never be a priority for her. Ever. Ever. You'll never be her priority, but you'll always have to prioritize her needs, her feelings, and her children, and especially those kids that aren't even yours. You're going to have to prioritize another man's snot-nosed brats.
Now choosing not to date women with kids because nobody wants to finish another man's save game.
That is true.
No man wants to finish another man's saved game. Man, well said.
Cause I let you hit me raw, I let you hit me raw, I let you hit me raw, but now you want child support, 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 what happened?
Stop!
So I gotta be real with you guys. You look like f***ing clowns.
Honestly, if I was a man, I would only date single mothers or people or mothers, period, because
I'm going to stop you there.
Stop the cap.
Shut up. No.
Let me get an explanation to that. I feel like motherhood changed me so much. Mm-hmm. And although I'm married, I'm not single. My mental isn't married. Okay. You know what I'm saying? My mental is my mental. Yeah. So when I tell you, a lot of stuff about me changed. I value myself more. I value my time more. Mm-hmm. I don't really give my time and my energy to shit that don't matter, don't equate to nothing. Mm-hmm. So if I was a man, especially if I was a man that was older in age a little bit, you know, like Pawpaw, I would literally be like, you know what? I want a single woman because a single mom, they know how to get done. Mm-hmm. They really be like the grade A people for real. It'd be a single cow. Women, them, not us, because I got
but
another.
But you gotta be careful. But
well, I'm a devil's advocate with
you
that.
You do have to be.
The things they say to make themselves feel better.
That makes no sense.
But a woman with no kids can have those same exact qualities. It doesn't take having a kid to value your time and be a responsible adult.
What about any of that is like something that should be commended? Congratulations, you're an adult. Congratulations, you're doing what you should be doing. Congratulations, you take care of yourself. Like, you shouldn't get a pat on the back for doing basic things. Like, why is this woman in any way, shape, or form think her value is higher just because she pays her own bills, takes care of her own responsibilities? That doesn't make you higher value at all. And men don't want that. Like, you're hyper independent. Men want to feel needed. Men want women that are a little more feminine, and a woman that's like strong and independent, and like, she's already given off a lot of masculine energy as it is. So, man, it's crazy.
Well, single moms don't date because we're single moms and we're doing what a woman and a man should be doing. And yeah, the reason I'm single is because you can't put your hands on me. I don't care for my husband. I'm not letting you do that.
You're single because of what you keep doing with your hand when you talk. You look like a fool and makes men cringe. You can't put your hands on me, so you assume all men are abusers. That's a toxic mindset.
Wow.
Men are tired of this toxicity. Can't say I blame them.
I can't say I blame them either.
They are broken, contaminated husks. Single mums have destroyed society. Single mums don't know how to...
Facts. Single mums have destroyed society. Sorry, I'm not letting you guys read these. But if you go look at the stats, one day we're going to have to go look this up. If you look at the stats of what single moms have actually done, you know what? I have it bookmarked. You know what? Your boy's going to educate you a little bit. He's going to educate you a little bit. Fatherless single single home statistics. Let's go ahead and get into it. Single mother home statistics. Let's go down here. 63% of youth suicides are from fatherless homes. 90% of all homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes. 85% of children who show behavior disorders come from fatherless homes. 80% of R-words with anger problems come with fatherless homes. 71% of all high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. 75% of all adolescent patients in chemical abuse centers come from fatherless homes. 70% of juveniles in state-operated institutions come from fatherless homes. 85% of all youth sitting in prisons grew up in fatherless homes. But you're telling me that y'all are the prize?
Stop the cap.
Come on, ladies. No. There's no way that we're missing out on this. We're not missing out on that one bit. Not one bit. Let's get to Pearl. Based Pearl.
As a sister, I would never want my brother to date a mother with a child. I really think that once you have a kid, you've kind of made your bed. You should lie in it.
Yep.
If you get lucky and find a husband, that's great. But you're kind of donezo. Like,
facts.
Honestly, I really don't think you should make a child with a man and not marry him. And I think you should never leave if you have a kid with someone.
Every night before going to bed, I have to give him head and swallow that nut because my man has like sleeping problems and he's not able to fall asleep at nighttime. So he tries everything. I've tried everything. We'll watch movies, play little lullabies, and nothing works to make him fall asleep. And we'll be cuddling and he's just like, I can't fall asleep. I can't fall asleep. And so ever since I started giving him head and then swallowing his nut, as soon as I swallow his nut, he's sound asleep. And now he no longer has sleeping problems.
I feel like the hardest part about
being... I love it. Hey, beautiful. Beautiful. I love it.
A single mom is feeling like you're not doing good enough. Like every morning I wake
you're
up.
You're not. If you're a single mom, already you're not doing good enough. Because you should have a man.
And I have to do more. I want to do more. I wish I can just see my future and touch it for a second because I feel like I'm not doing enough. And it just sucks. I feel like as single moms, we have so much pressure on us. Like we literally hold the weight of the world on our shoulders because we want to give our children a childhood we never had. Like, I wish I could have gave my daughter the two-parent household. I wish
you could have. but you made really bad decisions. And
she belongs to the streets.
You shouldn't have bucked a guy and let him hit it raw and bust inside of you unless you were married to him. Marry before you carry. It's a simple phrase.
I could have gave that to her, but I accept that I couldn't. So now I'm just like, I need to make sure that she is good. Like, I need to make sure she has everything she wants. Like, I want her to just live her childhood, play, love, laugh, have a great time, eat good food. Like, I don't want my daughter, and I never want my daughter to have to experience like, oh, my mom was always busy working. She was always busy doing this. She was always busy. She never had time.
But you're gonna have to.
I don't want my daughter to ever feel that way.
But she's gonna feel that way because you're gonna have to work all the time. You're gonna have to be around. Where is your kid at right now? You're in the car bitching online. Where your daughter at? She ain't with you.
And it's such a bad feeling. Like, no matter how much it's raining, I won't let the water get her wet. But I just wish I can do more for her right now.
I love that these women always try to pull out these, like, Dalai Lama-ass quotes. No matter how much it's raining, I just don't want her to get wet. Honey, life is hard. You know what I'm saying? Life is hard. These little quotes aren't going to get you by. You need to go find a man. And the thing is, it's already probably too late.
So badly that, like, every day I wake up and I keep going, I keep working, like, I am not losing focus on anything.
The thing is, this woman...
Good. Don't lose focus on it. Raise your daughter and then one day start a petting zoo.
Mothers.
If you meet a woman and she apologizes, admits she's wrong, and promises to change, dump her immediately. Because it might be a man. Women never do that.
They don't. They really don't.
What's
though?
What's wrong with women that with kids?
What's wrong with little Jimmy with freckles and the glasses?
Ooh. He's not my type.
Not my type.
Ouch.
At this point, I need my booty rubbed. I need my back rubbed.
Not happening.
I need my feet rubbed.
Not happening.
I need to be rubbed. Did I say I need my booty rubbed?
I think men are better than women.
She's kidding.
No, I'm not. They provide for us, and we must obey them because they are our masters.
April.
I never thought that being a single mom was in my cards. I always thought I'd have the white picket fence and a happy family.
Now you got the dusty apartment railing. And you live in an apartment. You can't even afford to buy a house because you're a single mom.
My finger. And it's not until you become a single mom that you realize just how hard being a mom really is. Because while you're sitting there healing from heartbreak, there's still a mini human next to you that needs you to take care of them. And when the house is quiet, it'll still need cleaning.
Yeah.
And they're still depending on you.
Yeah.
So you don't get to sit and cry and yell at the world for too long.
No.
Because at the end of the day, you still have to be mom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No one ever thinks anything.
It sucks, ladies. You gotta learn, though. Just don't do it twice, I guess.
Dug out the peanut butter cups and the cherries and left me with almonds and cashews.
You need help.
I just found out that in Southern Africa, if a woman has multiple children by multiple men, those children are known as crayons. Different color, same box.
I'm a single mom. Of course everyone still thinks I want my baby daddy. I'm a single mom. Of course, if you waste my free day, we're never talking again.
Single mom, I'm always gonna ask for help, but never take it.
I'm a single mom. Of course, everyone thinks I'm bitter.
I'm a single mother.
That house is so cluttered. Her house is so messy. Like, let's just go back. Like, what is going on?
I'm a single mom. Of course, everyone still thinks I want my baby daddy. I'm a single mom.
Like, house is just filthy.
If you waste my free day, we're never talking again.
Single mom, I'm always gonna ask for help, but never take it.
I'm a single mom. Of
like,
course.
Look at it. Just gives me anxiety. Bro, if I went and took a picture of my living room right now, it is so clean and tidy because I have a good woman at home. Like, look at this just clutter. And she probably thinks she a baddie, too.
Everyone thinks I'm bitter.
You are.
I'm a single mother. Of course I know how to make a dollar out of it.
Don't put the 100 there and then have the other little bills there, honey. She did. She really did put her phone in her purse to record this and try to flex.
I'm a single mom. Of course I'm going to use my kids as an excuse on why I can't go out. I'm a single mom. Of course everyone thinks I have baby daddy drama.
I'm a single mom. Of course I say I need a break for my kids, but when I finally get it, I want them back.
and to add value to you.
Wow.
You can't suspend the child, then why should they even come in to add value?
But we're just not on the same page, and that has nothing to do with us having a kid.
I feel like if
you and I are not on the same page, that's really
how you. You're right. The kid.
So, like, if I wanted to spank, if I was spanking my child. And I had a husband that in the future we grew up like we're together, we're on the same page. Mm. You want to spank my child? That's your child too, because that's how it's supposed to be. So yes, you could spank my kid, but I personally do not believe in spanking my kid. Exactly.
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
And that's here's the thing. That's just one point of contention. There might be a bunch of other points of contention where you guys aren't going to agree. And here's the problem: I have no leverage because I have all this responsibility for the kid. But it's not biologically mine, and you could take them at any time, and I can't even exercise my authority. So we tell guys, from the male perspective, it's stupid for you to date a single mother seriously, because it's not your child.
Okay.
From a practical standpoint, it's not a good move for a guy to do it.
The bottom line.
Yeah, he has a point, because he's right. Myron's based on that, and you guys know what's up. Man, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Don't, ladies, just don't run around here, because you don't want to end up being a...
Now you're a single mom. Now you're a single mom.
I'm so glad I got that. That one's staying on the deck. I gotta keep that one. Hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Get a Drizzle Kings t-shirt below. I love you guys, man. I will see you guys tomorrow. Peace.